Good day, friends and family in the Four Corners region. You're with DJ Mike today for a special presentation. I've had the honor and the privilege of getting the opportunity to interview Camilla Stavely Taylor of the group The Staves. Welcome to the show, Camilla.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you on the phone today, and we really do appreciate your time. Of course, Camilla is one third of the group, The Staves. It includes also Emily and Jessica, and she was gracious enough to join us on the phone today to talk about her new album, Good Woman, an incredible piece of work. Now, a little history about The Staves. Originally, they were known as the Stavely Taylors, and they played open mic nights in Watford, Hertfordshire, England, at a local pub, The Horns. Since that time, they've been on quite an upward trajectory. They changed their name to simply The Staves, which is a good move, and have played with quite a variety of other artists as they've grown. Mount Desolation was one of the early ones. Civil War, Bear's Den, also Nathaniel Ratliff, then later Bon Iver, and more recently First Aid Kit. They released Dead, Born, and Grown, their debut album in 2012, and If I Was, their second album in 2015. And now 6 years later, what a treat to get a new album, Good Woman, from The Staves. Welcome to the show again, Camilla. We're glad to have you here.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So let's talk about the new album. I know as someone who's listened to The Staves before, what I was expecting was not exactly what I heard instantly on the album, and it seemed like there was a real evolution taking place. I even had to do a little bit of a double take and check my playlist, like, this is The Staves, right? This is The Staves that we're listening to. Because immediately from the beginning, especially the first three songs, Good Woman, Best Friend, and Careful Kid, were a bit of a departure from sort of the indie folk that most people would expect. But I, for one, really got into it. In fact, I would say I haven't even quite digested the album, you know, fully. I would even like to say that, you know, before... I'd even let our DJs know that the album was in our library. They were already playing the songs. Everybody was all over this, like, instantly. And our DJs just love your music, you know, since way back. And we're happy to play tunes from Good Woman. So I guess getting to the question eventually, I know that on this album you worked with John Congleton as a producer. Mm-hmm. He's a Grammy Award winning producer. He has worked with well over 100 bands, including St. Vincent, Sharon Van Etten, The Accidentals, The Decemberist, Angel Olsen, Lucy Dacus, just to name a few of the many, many bands he's worked with. I'm curious, kind of a two-part question. How did you meet John? And also, what was it like working on the album with him? Particularly, you know, if there was push or pull around, you know, the traditional sound versus the evolution that you've gone through.
An unusual situation for us, really, because... it had been, as you said before, in your very nice introduction, I must say. it's been such a long time since our last kind of full-length record. And during that time, we were doing lots of demoing and writing, and we were trying to kind of, start to put down ideas for this kind of body of work. And it just went on a lot longer, and lots of things happened in those years, kind of big life things. And we'd started off trying to self-produce, and that was the plan. And it was all kind of going well, but I think after certain kind of seismic events and after being a bit too close to the material for so long, we just started to lose perspective. And we're kind of like, oh my God, I don't know if anything's any good anymore. What am I doing with my life? And at that point, we decided we really wanted to get someone else in to help us kind of realize our vision a bit, and then enter John Congleton, who had been suggested to us a few times before, actually. And we were aware of his work and really, really liked it, really liked his style. But he just took on that particular challenge so well, of coming into a situation where there were lots of songs and lots of demos that were really, really fleshed out, and lots of ideas that were kind of already there. And that's quite difficult for a producer to be coming in without, I don't know, without a clean slate, you know? There's already quite a lot of work done. But he just finished everything off with such energy, and he has such good ideas and has such boldness, which is really what we were looking for at the time. Someone with someone who was not tentative, and who would, I don't know, I guess be our cheerleader.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Camilla. I gotta say, I really can't reiterate enough how much I was struck by the evolution, by the new sounds that I was hearing on the album. Immediately with the track Good Woman, you can hear, okay, this is different. And then it seems to grow in intensity with Best Friend, and then Careful Kid is like stunning almost in its difference. But I love it. It's just so cool. I love to see...
Oh, thank you.
I love to see a band evolve like that, and evolve well, if I may say so. Kudos on the album. And then, of course, you know, by the time we get to the fifth track or so, Nothing's Gonna Happen, then it feels like we're back in the traditional Staves, you know, zone of, you know, the indie folk feel. And the vocal harmonies, of course, I can't say enough, just gorgeous and sublime throughout the recording. And I wanted to kind of veer off into the lyrics, because it seems like the lyrics on this album are more intimate, more personal. It seems like that door to your personas is more than cracked open this time around. And particularly, I was listening to one song, Paralyzed, and I really was struck by the lyric, if I may, that goes, "Don't snuff me out, I used to be magic, I used to be rage, uncontained, I used to be something you made and admired, and now I know it's a waste of time, and I know you are yours, not mine, and I know I'm being left behind." That one just really struck me, because I think I've felt in my personal experience that I've been the antagonist and the protagonist in that sort of a relationship. And just like that was so deep and so heavy. And I know that comes from some personal experience. So I was just wondering, as I'm listening to these personal lyrics, they seem to, you know, buoy between self-deprecation and a buoyant independence. What happened, and what was the conscious change that occurred, the events perhaps in your personal lives that led to such an intimate set of lyrics?
Well, I mean, I guess over the course of, like, it ended up spanning a good few years from beginning to end of, like, the first time starting working on the album and then finally finishing it at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. And in those years, one, I think we, you know, got older, and as tends to happen, and experienced more, and I think gained a lot of perspective on things. We had we lost our mother, sadly, in 2018. Mm-hmm. And very soon afterwards, my relationship ended very kind of abruptly. Mm-hmm. And I was living out in America at the time. Mm-hmm. And Em and Jess were living back in the UK. So I ended up kind of moving back. And we kind of had to just take stock and think about our lives for a little bit and step back and have a big break and focus on being sisters rather than in a band together for a while. But, I mean, aside from all the personal things, that period of time in which everything was written, it was kind of a time of general unrest or upheaval in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, 2016 was a really big year for that, in my country and in your country.
Yes.
And living in America at the time, it was very strange to kind of see it all unfold, see it all from the outside, seeing Britain going through something crazy, seeing America going through something crazy. And then on top of that, all the personal stuff, I think it felt more than ever like we really needed to use songwriting as a form of therapy and getting things out. And after our last album, which we were very proud of, but we toured it for a long time, and then when we came to starting to make new things, we had this word bold and mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. Those two words were things that we had as kind of a mission statement for the album, and we just felt like whatever we were writing about, we didn't want to censor ourselves too much, and mm-hmm. bravery is an important thing, and honesty is a really important thing, I think, in songwriting. And in the past, I think maybe we've not felt quite confident enough to say things plainly, and we felt a little bit protective, I suppose, about our own experiences and wanting to hide behind certain metaphors or cloak it in something. Mm-hmm. And I think we were just all at stages in our lives where we thought, no, I just want to kind of say it in all its non-cheery glory. And I think that hopefully people will get something from it and feel heartened from it, from hearing something of themselves in it, in how kind of uncensored it is. That's my hope anyway, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I was touched and related very much to what I heard in the lyrics, and it did seem very personal, and I kudos on that, you know, congratulations for taking that step, and everything. I think it is a very like American thing to open up, to bare your soul, if you will. I think that's sort of a thing that American artists just kind of take for granted, that people want to hear that. But I like how you guys carefully approached that. So now, of course, I have to ask the obligatory question. In early 2020, you guys were about to go on tour, and it sounded like since Emily had a child, Margot, that mm-hmm. she would be not on the tour necessarily. I believe that's the announcement that I read about. What transpired with COVID, and how did you guys, you know, handle that rough period in 2020 as you were finishing your album?
Well, I mean, of course, it's not been rosy for anyone, but it was, we were talking about it before actually, and saying how extra frustrating it was, because we'd kind of been working on this album for a really long time, and had, after the death of our mum, taken a very long hiatus from kind of trying to complete it. And we just started kind of crawling out of our caves and stretching and coming out of hibernation, and things were happening, and we'd got a band of musicians together and worked on a new live set and going on a little tour, and everything was kind of starting to happen, and we had a release date, and then the world shut down, and it just felt so frustrating because we'd already kind of done our own kind of self-imposed lockdown, really. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hibernating. So by the time that happened, it was like, no, I've already done this. I don't want to do it again.
So it's been very
frustrating. And I guess kind of the same as with everyone, the lack of purpose is such a kicker, isn't it? Not kind of, especially being a musician, just like, what am I supposed to be doing? I guess I'll eat some pizza again and take up knitting. So it's been a very, very. I'd like to say that we've all been super inspired and have written loads of songs and stuff, but I really haven't. I've just learned to knit and eaten pizza and drank wine.
Sounds good.
It's been pretty tough.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. Well, us too. I mean, obviously, everybody in the world has been affected by this, and I certainly, as a music director at a radio station, I heard over and over again about bands struggling, you know, barely getting through this. Most everybody I've interviewed in the past year has talked about it in one way or another, how it's good and it's bad that this happened, you know, to them. So thanks for that answer. So, Camilla, I won't keep you too much longer, but I did have one more kind of burning question, which is an easy one to answer, hopefully. I noticed on your website, and by the way, folks, if you want to see their website, it's thestaves.com. I noticed on there you've got some tour dates in September and October of 2021 in the U.K., fun. And so I have to ask, are you guys making plans to head stateside? Are you coming to the U.S. to tour? Are there any plans in place for that?
Well, as far as I know, there aren't plans in place at the moment, but we have our minions on the lookout for as soon as it becomes kind of, you know, viable with all this pesky corona business. But we really, really, I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone here, but more than ever have just dreamed of going out on tour, especially in America. We just love touring there so much and have spent so much time on the road there, and it's always such an adventure. Mm-hmm. It still feels that way to me. There's a certain like romance almost to touring in America, and mm-hmm. it's so vast, and the audiences are always great, and I think that when eventually solid plans are made to come over, I think we're just going to be in absolute heaven. So stay tuned and we'll let you know.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, Camilla, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, DJ Mike, or Mike McAllister, as you know me on the street, at KSJD Radio. For all of us, for our DJs and our listeners, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time to talk about your latest album, Good Woman, which is on sale everywhere and streaming. And you can go to thestaves.com to get more information and watch some cool videos of the tunes. Really enjoyed the video for Failure. That was a great tune and a great video there.
Thanks.
Showing you guys, you know, really in the studio performing. It was a nice insight into, you know, what it looks like. Yes, just like to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm sure our DJs will appreciate and continue to play tracks from the album Good Woman. And just thank you so much. It's been awesome. Do you have any last words for our listeners?
I guess stay safe, and thank you for still being there and still listening to music, and we rely on you. So massive thank you to everyone, and thank you for having me today. It's been really nice to chat.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure, 100%. And we do appreciate you here, and we hope to see you playing somewhere near Southwest Colorado in the near future. And we promise we'll all get vaccinations and we'll show up in spades. We would not miss that for the world. Yeah. Well, keep it going. Keep it wonderful. Keep evolving. I love this new album, and I can't say enough about how cool it is that you guys evolved, you opened up, and I think all the listeners really appreciate that. All of your fans around the world really appreciate what you've done with this new album. Keep up the great work, please.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. And take care of yourself.
I sure will. Thank you, Camilla.
Okay, bye-bye then.
Bye.